This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
In this real estate news brief for the week ending March 30th of 2024, yet another hot inflation report that we shouldn't really worry about, a turnaround in rent growth, and criticism for the Fed about the impact of high rates. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. We begin with economic news from this past week, and another inflation report shows that we still have a few bumps in the road to deal with. The government released a report on the PCE for February, which shows a sharp increase in prices. The personal consumption expenditure index was up 0.3%. That's slightly below the 0.4% that Wall Street economists had predicted, though. The core rate, without prices for food and fuel, was also up 0.3%. The monthly increase led to a higher annual rate of inflation from 2.4% to 2.5%. The core rate went down slightly from 2.9% to 2.8%. The report doesn't change much about the central bank's forecast. Fed Chief Jerome Powell said a day after the PCE was released that the data was in line with expectations, but that officials want to see more evidence that inflation is decreasing before they cut rates. If inflation doesn't show much improvement this year, Powell says the central bank will hold rates where they are. He expects that over time, inflation will get to the desired 2% level. He just can't predict exactly when. In the meantime, he's not worried about a recession because the economy is in good shape. The government just revised the Q4 GDP to the upside, from 3.2% to 3.4%. The Q3 GDP was 4.9%. Jobless claims were also down for the week. They fell slightly to 210,000 claims. Last week, jobless claims were 212,000. Continuing jobless claims were up by 24,000, to a total of 1.8 million. Home prices are among those feeding into inflation and giving homeowners a growing amount of equity. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index was up 0.1% in January. That puts the annual rate of price growth at 6.6% for those 20 cities. The nationwide index shows a larger 0.4% increase and an annual rate of 6%. That's about where we were before the pandemic. As Case-Shiller comments, quote, "Homeowners most likely saw healthy gains in the last year, no matter what city you were in," unquote. Pending sales for existing homes rose slightly in February, while new home sales dipped. The National Association of Realtors reports that pending home sales were up 1.6% compared to January, but they're still 7% lower than they were a year ago. New home sales were down 0.3%, which represents an annual rate of 662,000 homes. Wall Street analysts had forecast an annual rate of 675,000. Mortgage rates were a tad lower this week. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was down 8 basis points to 6.79%. The 15-year was down 1 point to 6.11%. And in other news-making headlines, apartment rents are rising for the first time in 6 months. A new report by real estate data site Zumper shows a 0.3% increase in February for a one-bedroom apartment and a 0.5% increase for a two-bedroom. Arizona was the only state that experienced a decrease. Zumper spokeswoman Crystal Chen says it isn't a huge surprise because demand typically increases at this time of year. She says during the colder months of the year, the rental market tends to be cool. Rent growth will likely be more subdued in areas that are becoming oversupplied. That's expected to happen in the Sun Belt and Intermountain regions. The Midwestern and Northeastern regions are still undersupplied, so stronger rent growth is expected there. Fed Chief Powell and other Fed governors got somewhat of a tongue-lashing on Friday in response to the current high interest rates. Business and community leaders spoke out about the impact. It was a Fed Listens event where policymakers listened to representatives from various parts of the economy. As reported by Reuters, a woman representing small and medium-sized manufacturers, Kara Walton, told officials that it's especially difficult for young leaders who've never operated in such a difficult environment, and that some companies have stopped investing in new equipment because loans are just too expensive. Other panelists talked about how high prices have been impacting consumers. Derek Chubbs of Second Harvest Food Bank in Central Florida said, We're basically in the midst of a perfect storm, with higher costs for everything from healthcare and childcare to transportation and insurance, not to mention groceries and housing. An economist for job listing website Indeed, Svenne Gudell, says they're seeing signs of a cooler job market compared to a few years ago. She says companies are pulling back on benefits like healthcare and time off for many lower-wage jobs, and that job postings have dwindled for higher-paid jobs in sectors like technology. As for the Fed, officials are in no hurry to cut rates because the economy is showing so much strength overall, and more proof is needed for them that inflation is coming down. When asked if Powell would ever declare victory in this battle, he said, "We'll jinx it, and I'm a superstitious person." Well, that's it for this episode. You can read more about these stories by following links in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. And please remember to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. I read all of them, and I really appreciate hearing from you. If you'd like to know more about how to buy real estate for investment, you can sign up for a free membership at realwealth.com and check out our live events page. We're holding a Real Wealth Investor Summit on May 4th in San Francisco. Attendees will hear from six of our property teams and enjoy a cocktail party that will put you in touch with other investors. You can find out more again at newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fetke. Thanks for joining me here.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.